This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, a couple days ago we had talked about impeachment, the process, and how I am fulfilling the request of Bradley, what are we supposed to do? I give you answers every time that we broadcast live on radio, friends, and I've done that for the last 20 years on live radio across the country. We're broadcasting live into 115 cities right now. We're all also broadcasting live on YouTube as well. We're just kind of giving this a test run to see how that works. You can check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the right side of the page. You will see us live. You can leave comments. Love live chat. Love our YouTube friends. And it's slowly growing little by little, friends, incrementally. You can also check us over on Before It's News. And thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there for your trust. Again, you can watch us live on YouTube at any time. If you want to call in, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we've been talking about the answers. And then what we did is we went from impeachment process, and I took you through it line upon line, precept upon precept. And then we began to talk about the interposition and the doctrine of the lesser magistrates. We're going to talk about that during the second, third, and fourth segments today on the show. Before I get to that, please let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and just highlight what's happening in our country today. We're seeing on sonsoflibertymedia.com President Trump scolding media and reporters during a conference where he stated to the useful idiots in the media that you are corrupt. They are corrupt, friends. There's no question about it. I've exposed the media's corruption for years on this radio program, and I know firsthand as to how they operate, what it is that they do. They set the narrative. They write the story. They take the pictures, and they sell it to the public in hopes that they'll believe their lies. Well, I am one of them that are willing to stand up and tell you, friends, exactly how it works. That's exactly what they do, friends. They write the story, they set the narrative in hopes that you believe what they say. And they only demonize those that tell you the truth. And then they give cover for those that are attempting to destroy who you are. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have over there, friends, gun control, knife control, and glass control. Folks, that's what it's going to come to. Just this last weekend and week, we were in Pennsylvania, absolutely a beautiful state, by the way. We did a conference there, Faith and Freedom Conference, and then we spent a couple days in New York City before we went back to Philadelphia, and then we came home last night. By the way, it was 92 degrees yesterday in New York, and we came back last night to the state of Minnesota. We're real close to that right now, and it's looking like 47 degrees, friends. It's just that dramatic. It really is. But when we were in New York City, friends, not only did we go to the Statue of Liberty, where they're attempting to revise your foundations to the younger generations in plain sight, trying to teach young people that we're a democracy when, in fact, we're a constitutional republic. We dismantled those lies the other day as well, online and on air. And then we also went over over to not only the Liberty Bell, where they were doing the same thing, trying to teach the young people that we're a democracy when we're, in fact, a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. And then what we did, we also took the time, friends, to go over not only to the Empire State Building, but we also went over to where the two memorials are concerning the two towers that fell. And I also shared with you, friends, when I'd asked just one New Yorker, I knew exactly what I was going to get, because I knew that there's a high percentage of the New Yorkers that didn't believe the narrative that was set after September 11th, 2001. I said, sir, I just got to ask you a question. What is the consensus with people in New York City as to what took place on September 11th, 2001? Without hesitation, he said, quote, unquote, it was a government scheme to take us down. That's what he said. Okay. Folks, we were led to believe by these same people. Remember, history is written by men who take down big buildings. History is written by men who hung heroes. Don't ever forget that. But we're led to believe that 50 Muslims, and it was the quickest investigation ever known in the history of mankind, to have all of the guilty party on the front page of the paper the very next day after the two towers were allegedly hit by two airplanes. Now, we are also told, friends, that those planes were hijacked with Muslims, right? That's what the narrative was. Some Muslims taking down these two towers with these airplanes, and they hijacked. They want us to believe they hijacked these airplanes with two little knives, box cutter knives. You believe it, friends. Remember, the bigger the lie, the more the people will believe it. And apparently, there's a lot of people in this country drinking Kool-Aid, or not. There's a lot of people in this country that aren't drinking the Kool-Aid, but they're apathetic towards the corrupt in their country. And again, we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. If you'd like to check out that article, friends, gun control, knife control, and glass control, do keep in mind, friends, where they're plundering countries on a global scale. The first thing they're doing is immoralizing the people. They set forth the gay agenda. The homosexuals then begin to combat the citizens by playing the victims while perpetuating the crimes. And then what's behind that? We see right in pursuit, friends, of the homosexual agenda, verbatim, methodically, and systematically, the Muslims doing the exact same thing to come in to do worse than what you allowed when you gave the green light to those that mean to demoralize your children. But demoralize the people, the first thing. The second thing you do is you plunder that country, and it only happens when a people give approval or advocates through apathy, tolerance, whatever the case might be, to those that are considered an abomination in the sight of God. In America, let me tell you something. There's a reason that homosexuality and sodomy in this country is a felon, and it still is, and it always will be. I don't care what the black-robed Supreme Court injustices, unelected, all nine of them, have to say about it, friends. It matters not. Their job is to discover and to apply given law, given unto us by our Creator, not to create, not to legislate, not to play the activist, but that's what you're allowing them to do. Now, with that said, friends, we have to get up to par as to what's taking place in our country, because I've been saying for years, friends, they are creating domestic insurrection in hopes of a civil war, okay? Remember, George Bush advocated for a new world order over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit, and of course I'm talking about George Bush Sr., back in the early 90s, he was calling for a global order, a new world order. He called for it over 212 times. Keep in mind what he said. We can create this new world order out of chaos. Okay? We can create a new world order out of chaos. So the question is, who's responsible for the chaos? Not them, friends, but the American people that tolerate them to do the things that they're doing. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your tickets today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, back here in the state of, well, cold state of Minnesota. It's 47 degrees. I actually have a scarf on my neck right now, folks. Yesterday, 24 hours ago, I was in New York City. It was 92 degrees. Oh, my goodness, what am I doing? Maybe some people can understand now during the fall and winter months as to why we stay out of the state of Minnesota. I'm kidding, of course. But oh my goodness, it is cold here in the state of Minnesota, and Snowda is nigh unto us. Let me tell you, can you go grab me that cell phone really quick, please, Judah? I wanted to share something with the listeners today. Yesterday when I was in New York, I actually took the time to go over to the National Museum. For those that didn't know, here's another quick fact that you. Here we go. A quick fact that might add to your library of understanding and knowledge, friends, is that the first capital of the United States of America was New York City, for them, that, again, that didn't know. And we went to where the first president of the United States of America, Mr. George Washington, swore in as the first president of the United States of America. And it was also the same place that they ratified the Bill of Rights. Again, most people did not know that. They think D.C. was home to our first capital. It was not. It was not at all. So we took a little time to go there as well, friends. And the thing that's so cool about what we do here is we never take it for hearsay. We want to go touch it. We want to hear it from the people that know better. If it's not them in direct response to something that we may be talking about, regardless of what it may be, even concerning history, friends, we have to know it. We have to see it. We have to touch it. Get the hat and the T-shirt kind of a metaphor to answer what I'm saying here, friends, because we don't, again, want anything to go across the airwaves as hearsay. We want to give you your history, and we want to make sure that it is based upon the Rock of Ages with witness, testimony. And that's one thing that's interesting too, friends, is I love documentaries on history. Got to be careful of some of that stuff too. But even like when it comes to like movies, I don't like wasting my time watching things if I have to watch something that's fictitious or it's just, it's based on a myth. Or it's just contrived, or it's like something that might be factual history. I like factual history because there's weight to it, there's spirit to it, and it's just important for me to do that. That's why I take the time to go to all these national monuments, landmarks, and then share them with you, my listeners, because, hey, folks, this is who we are. I don't care what anybody says. It's irrefutable. There's no way anybody can deny what I'm telling you because it's here, okay? And we can see the fruit thereof, Matthew 7:16. Now, friends, before I get rocking here, if you, again, want to call in at any time, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can jump over to our Twitter account, BradleyDean1, and or if you want to go to our Sons of Liberty Media Bradley Dean page, please do. Hundreds of videos. Should have a brand new one coming up probably in the middle of next week again. We put them up every week and a half. We do our best to do so. And, folks, we have a lot of followers in saying that they love the videos. They're short videos bringing about resolve to the issues that we face today concerning a whole plethora of topics. So Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube, check it out. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Now, what I want to do is I want to bring this to consummation. I want to bring this to a closure by the end of the show today. And I'm talking about what we started last week. I'm sorry, at the beginning of this week, forgive me. And people are always saying, we want the answers, we want the answers. And I say, well, I'm giving you the answers. And the way that I'm giving you the answers is I'm pointing the finger to what guards our liberties. And what we have in this problem in this country today concerning the problems we face is corruption with the media and corruption with politicians. And it first starts with corruption in the church, taking responsibility. Judgment begins first in the house of God, friends. We can't take the mote out of other people's eyes until they're first taken out of ours. And that comes through a work of the Holy Ghost. Read John 16, starting with verse 8, where the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment to work what? Godly repentance, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Check that out, friends. And also keep in mind, you can bring into the equation Isaiah 66:2, Psalm 51:17, as well as Psalm 34:18. Okay? And that goes in line with everything we're talking about. Until we're righted by the Holy Ghost, until we're born again of the Holy Ghost, friends, we cannot go around telling everybody else what they're supposed to do with their lives until we first practice what we preach. Amen? Hallelujah. Cool. If we were in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are by the power of the Holy One of Israel. Interposition. Interpose. Interposition and the doctrine of lesser magistrates is taking impeachment a step further. Because what it is a proven tool employed by men for thousands of years to successfully rein in the tyranny of the superior civil authorities, or so they would have you believe, that they're above the law somehow. Folks, what's happening in this country today is nothing more than a bunch of people that are working for agencies that are doing their job, they would have you believe, by just doing whatever they're told to do, regardless if it counters the very oath that they swore to uphold. What am I talking about? Folks, there's a lot of agencies, starting with the FBI, starting with federal government, starting with the three branches of government, starting with Congress, starting with senators, starting with the President of the United States, starting with judges across the country. And again, it's all based on the church's responsibility first, because the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. And we're seeing everything else goes because the church has become corrupt. Read John 10:12. It tells us that they're hirelings. They care not for the sheep. When the wolves come, folks, these, what we have in the pulpits today, are the hirelings opening the door to the wolves to devour the sheep rather than the other way around. And that's what defines them out to be hirelings. Okay? But what we're seeing in this country, friends, is a whole lot of people saying that they're just doing their job when they begin to attack their own brothers. You know, we're supposed to do unto others as we'd have them do unto us. That is the fulfilling of the law. Read Matthew 22, verse 37. Well, listen, I wouldn't want someone to accuse me of something I didn't do wrong. I wouldn't want someone doing to me what I'm seeing a lot of people do to their brothers today. Wrongfully accuse them of laws that they have not violated. And the reason that they say they're giving themselves a pass by doing so is that they stand back and say, well, we're just doing our job. No, if you were doing your job, you would be upholding the law. You wouldn't be tearing down the law. If you were doing your job, FBI, CIA, other agencies that have been created to target Americans, constitutionalists, and firstly Christians, pro-abortionists, Second Amendment rights advocates, and the list goes on. You're not doing your job. You are not now working for we the people in this country. You have now become agents of the state. Don't stand back and tell us that you're doing your job when you're countering your very oath that you again swore to uphold. If you were really doing your job, you would be standing against them that mean to destroy your brothers and your country. That's when you're doing your job. Hey, folks, if I am in any government capacity, even as a citizen, I have the right to do that because when we peruse the Constitution, I can find that in Article 2, Section 4, Article 3, Section 3. The list goes on. If I work in government capacity and someone above me thinks that they're going to go ahead and pervert the very purpose of what they were appointed and delegated by the people and entrusted by the people to do, and I see them pervert it to work against the people that they swore to protect, to defend, so on and so forth, and I see them violate their oath, friends, if I'm doing my job, I go and I deal with the guy that just gave me an unlawful order. Okay? Again, what are we seeing today? Just the exact opposite. That's why we have interposition. That's where we, the people, are beginning to stand in the gap and begin to do what they themselves are unwilling to do. And the way that we do that is we remove them, okay, regardless of what capacity they're in. And then what we do is we charge them. And the strongest message that the American people can give to corruption today is just this. Justice guards our liberty. And if you dare think that you're going to take any governmental position in government in any capacity, and you think you're going to violate your oath, even to the smallest jot or tittle concerning misdemeanors, we will remove you and we will charge you. It's not enough, America, to say that, listen, we're going to demand his resignation. No, we're not going to demand his resignation. We're going to remove him. We're not going to ask him, friends, to do the right thing when we know that he's got a history of doing the wrong thing. That's like a cop going up on a criminal and saying, hey, are you done yet? We want your resignation, because we can't have you stealing anymore. No, that's ridiculous. We, the people, enforce the law against corruption. And we bring it to justice, which guards our liberty. That is the definition of interposition. If they're not willing to do the right thing, we are. We'll be right back.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. On Thursday, President Trump is in the Villages, Florida, signing an executive order that will allow for private plans to operate in Medicare, known as Medicare Advantage. The president also has a message for seniors.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
Clear across the country in Scottsdale, Arizona, Vice President Mike Pence says him and the president were elected to drain the swamp, which is exactly what they're doing by looking into former Vice President Joe Biden and his son's business ties.
I think the American people have a right to know if the Vice President of the United States or his family profited from his position as Vice President during the last administration.
In Vermont, Senator Bernie Sanders is planning on participating in the fourth Democratic debate in less than 2 weeks following heart surgery. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for making this the number one and number two show throughout the week and the weekend on Genesis Communication Networks out of 82, I believe, different radio show hosts across the country. So we thank you for your trust. We also thank you to the 53 countries that tune into us on a daily basis. With that said, I want to highlight something real quick before we get back to interposition here, okay? Whenever there's a big story in the media, look for the story they're trying to distract you from, okay? Because that's exactly what's going on here right now. For those that did not know, it's interesting to me, just food for thought. This administration ran on the promise that I'm not going to take any money from the constituents. I'm not going to take a salary. $400,000 a year is what the president gets paid. But almost on a daily basis, friends, I get an appeal from this administration asking for more money. Do you know that he's raised $136 million so far? What are you saying, Bradley? I'm saying Americans think as to what's going on here. Think about what's going on here. Because what's happening with all this impeachment is nothing but garbage. It's nothing but the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. The warfare that you see right now is controlled opposition, friends. It's created to create domestic insurrection. Many people are talking about civil war today. I've been telling you that for years. Hey, folks, the Lord's going to turn that nation into hell that forgets him, period. You don't need a prophet telling you that. The Word of God tells you that. And that's where we're at today. And I don't know when the American people are going to catch on to the little games that they're caught up into concerning this warfare. Now we have Hillary Clinton out there slamming the President of the United States of America, and the American people are standing back feeling sorry for Donald Trump. Well, let me tell you something, friends. He's the President of the United States of America. Commander-in-Chief has definition and meaning here. Why hasn't he prosecuted her? Okay? When are you going to figure out how this works out, friends? Justice guards our liberty is what we're talking about, interposition, and justice is what you're missing in this country, America. Corrupt politicians, all these agencies, friends. Again, let me revert back to Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, Mr. Jim Jordan, Jason Chaffetz. They're not going to prosecute anybody. And we're talking about interposition. You have to do what they're not willing to do, friends. You have to do what they're not willing to do. While all of this smoke and mirrors is taking place with this impeachment process, it's interesting to note what's going on grassroots levels, friends, across the country. Muslims are infiltrating your government. Are you not paying attention, America? Because that's what's happening. Matter of fact, there's over 5,000 of them across the United States of America today that have vowed to take government positions in your country. And just think about it. Those that are committing the act of treason, the actors, the clowns in the circus of politics, are playing out smoke and mirrors 24/7. And what's being left off throughout all of this, friends? Dear, just think again. Food for thought. Justice. This administration refuses to prosecute the very people that are attacking him. Why? Because they're not going to prosecute each other, friends. They're not going to prosecute each other. And if that was the truth of the matter, in the sense of what you believe, what you've been told by the media that you don't believe, saith 94% of the American people, then where's the justice? These people that are promised to be prosecuted by this administration, friends, they're on book tours. They're getting TV deals with Netflix. They're buying $18 million mansions in Cape Cod. They're being promoted to anchor positions. And I did a whole show on this. When are you going to figure out how you're being played? Justice is what you need. The truth falls in the street on a daily basis in this country because the American people fail to interpose. Stand in the gap. America, let me tell you this. If you don't stand up and bring about justice by being the law, you can say goodbye to your country right now. You can go ahead and just physically and literally hand your kids off to those that mean to enslave them, because that's exactly what's at play here in this country. There's so many things that are going on in this country, friends, that are not even being talked about, and you need to ask why. Not them. You need to ask yourselves why. There's too many people in this country waiting for other people to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. And they're the wrong people to be waiting upon, friends, because they're the ones creating the problems. And then they come in, after they create the problems, they come in behind it and play the problem solver. And you haven't figured that out. It reminds me of the angel of death, the SS officer, Mr. Joseph Mengele. Or Mengele, however you want to say it. I've seen documentaries where they say his name both ways as to what I just pronounced concerning his last name. He said, the more we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. Learn from history, America. Learn from history, America. Because nobody's going to do for you what God has commanded you to do. And if you fail to do that, then you're promised judgment. And rightfully so. And rightfully so. Listen to this. The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe we are doing it to you. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? History provides the lesson to all who can accept the truth. But you have to respond to the truth. I can't do it for you. Okay? Nobody can do it for you. And that's why we're talking about interposition right now. Divine law trumps human laws, okay? Roman Emperor Trajan said, use this sword against my enemies if I give righteous commandments. Here's a righteous statement. If I do it for the righteous reasons, friends, I'm going to give the sword to my enemies. But if I give unrighteous commands, use it against me. Okay? I was talking about during the last segment, friends, how many people in this country are just saying they're just doing their job as they're violating each other. Well, let me tell you something. The love of many waxeth cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. They don't understand what real love is. Here it is. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But you can't do unto others as you would have them do unto you until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the first of the commandments. The second is namely like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Read 1 John 5:2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Most people say they love God. I had one guy tell me this, friends. He said he loved God. He said, I love God with my whole heart. And then he said, when he sticks both feet in his mouth, he says, but I don't have a desire to know his word. It's like, whoa. You know, it's like, I love my wife, but I don't want to get to know her. Well, how do you love her then if you don't know who she is? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. There's a lot of agencies in this country. There's a lot of police in this country. Not a majority. I'm talking about less than 10% in each of these agencies. Lest you think I'm anti-police. I have more police friends than I know what to do with friends, which is great. Every one of them are awesome guys. But the fact of the matter is, people say they're doing their job when they're violating their oaths. They're not doing their job. Therefore, you have to stand up and do yours. And folks, we're seeing more and more and more of this. Another great way of explaining interposition, friends, is this. The courts aren't delivering justice. A lot of courts aren't delivering justice, and they're sick and tired of it, people are. That's why you're seeing vigil anti-justice. Okay, and I want to say this to you too, that work in government, those that are doing your job, man, we're with you 100%, but those that aren't, hey, you know what? You're losing credibility on a daily basis. You've been put into a position for a purpose, and if you're not going to be put into position to do that purpose, then you're going to be removed sooner or later. And let me tell you something, bad guys, it's just a matter of time, because you're going to be able to oppress a people for so long before you finally get yours. And rest assured, you will get yours. Ask Mussolini. Hey, folks, ask Mussolini. I mean, this joker, he stood up in the face of God in front of his people and said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. It's been reported that he said it three times. Did anybody take the time to see his end? Why? Because he didn't understand that all politics aimed at the church will end in self-destruction. He didn't understand what Bonaparte said, when the Bible is no mere book, it's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Hey folks, seed of the righteous, those gloom and doomers. Hey, I want to tell you something. Let me put a little light in your darkness today, okay? The seed of the righteous is still here. We're not going anywhere. The seed of the righteous is forever. Okay, stand up and love God enough to keep his commandments. John 14:21. 1 John 2:6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Right? Read Hebrews 8:10, and then go back to chapter 40, verse 8. Go to Isaiah 42:21. Go over back to the New Testament, Hebrews 10:8. Folks, it's all there. If we're Christians, friends, guess what we're going to do? The same thing Christ did. And if we're truly patriots, friends, based in the Word of God, which makes a patriot, to uphold dying laws has meaning. Look to the veterans and look to those crosses above their fallen heads, friends. Listen to what John Knox said. For now the common song of all men is, we must obey our kings, be they good or they be bad. No, that's not true. For God has so commanded that we obey kings, right? Talking about his time. He was in Scotland back in the 1600s. He said, true it is. God has commanded kings to be obeyed. But likewise, true it is that in things which they commit against his glory, he has commanded no obedience. Folks, I hear it all the time. Bradley, what say you about Romans 13? Bradley, what say you about Romans 13? I say to him, it doesn't matter what I say. I say, what does God say? I said, the problem you're having is you're listening to a bunch of hirelings in the pulpits today that are teaching you to stand down when they should be teaching you to stand up and protest concerning what's going on in this country. What, God has given you a commandment to obey unlawful dictates? Through a government that acts out arbitrarily and despotically, through oligarchy, you're supposed to obey it when they say, go ahead and choose to kill your children? You think God gave that commandment? Are you out of your mind? Does common sense come into play? Yeah, it does. Folks, we're talking about interposition. I'm going to do my best to nail this before the end of the show here. One more segment, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Okay, here we go. You guys ready? We're going to burn rubber on this one. Rooted in interposition, divine law trumps human law. Period. Okay? Our forefathers told us resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. That is Romans 13, friends. Read Romans 12:21. The church is called to overcome evil by what? Being good. Read chapter 12 before you get off onto 13. Okay? Interposition is the calling of God which causes one to step into the gap, willingly placing him or herself between the oppressor and their intended victims. Okay? The American people failed to interpose on the behalf of the babies in the womb. They allowed a handful of criminals to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb. Same thing with marriage, which is the institution of the church. Government has no business there. There's a line or a wall separating government from state, right? That was the purpose that Thomas Jefferson stated, and that of Danbury 1802, the church, friends. He was telling them the church has no business, the government has no business in the affairs of the church. But it does go the other way, because you look at those that serve we the people, again, they put their hand on the Bible before they swore to uphold the Constitution, right? So the doctrine can need application in any form of government, okay? So regardless of where you see corruption, you are personally to interpose. The law of God is the objective standard whereby we measure the laws of men. This is William Blackstone. What a great man of God. Seriously. He was the author of Commentaries on the Laws of England in 1766, And he said, upon these two foundations, the law of nature and the law of revelation, God's written law, depend all on human laws. That is to say, no human laws should be suffered to contradict God's moral law. Of course. And then he said, the law of God is the objective standard whereby we measure the laws of men. How do you know it's right or wrong to kill? Because God told you so. How do you know it's wrong to commit adultery? Because God told you so. Who told you to honor your father and your mother? God told you so. Who told you it was wrong to lie? God told you so. These are all his moral commandments. Exodus 20. Right? Now we're hearing from human law just the exact opposite. That which transgresses God's moral law. Satanism, right? Blackstone again said it's binding over all the globe and all countries at all times. No human laws are of any validity. Here you go, foreigners. Listen, you want your country to live as it should under God? Then enforce God's moral law. Establish government accordingly, Exodus 18:21. He said, if it's contrary to this, William Blackstone did, and such of them are as valid to derive all their force and all their authority immediately or immediately from this original, the doctrines thus delivered we call the revealed or divine law, and they are found only in the Holy Scriptures. Easy to find. And here's James Wilson, appointed to the Supreme Court in 1792. The law of God is the objective standard whereby we measure the laws of men. Listen carefully. As promulgated by reason and the moral sense, it has been called, as promulgated, broadcasted by the Holy Scriptures, it has been called revealed law, found in the Declaration of Independence. As addressed to men, it has been denominated the laws of nature, and addressed to political societies, it's been denominated the laws of nations, but it should always be remembered that this law, whether natural or revealed, made for men or for nations, flows from the same divine source. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, right? Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, period. And then he finishes it up with, Justice James Wilson does, also, by the way, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, he said human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law, which is divine. Of course! To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Read John 8:32. Right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Read it. Cross-check me, friends. Furthermore, ask Him to bear witness on the behalf of His Word. He delights in doing so. John of Salisbury, Polycrates, 1159 AD, said, loyal soldiers should sustain the power of the ruler so long as it's exercised in the subjection to God. I love that. And follows his ordinances. But if it resists and opposes the divine commands, speaking of government and its representatives, and wishes to make me share in its war against God, then we must unrestrained voice, I answer back that God must be preferred before any man on earth. Oh my goodness, friends. This is our forefathers. This is, folks, we're talking about interposition here. We're talking about interposition, but we're talking about it being based on or predicated upon common sense. If babies are being murdered in the womb, we stand against those that counter God's moral law. If to think about it even now, how the people, I was just a little tiny kid in 73, gave government a pass on abortion. I mean, I could go back on a plethora of topics. What the American people tolerated a few to do through oligarchy where few rule over many. That's why you're at where you're at today. And by the way, it's the same method and system that they're using in the media. They want to brainwash the people in this country that everybody's doing what they're doing. Let me give you a case in point. I'm not going to be able to finish this, though I wish I could. We were in New York City, friends. We were in Philadelphia, friends. We're in some pretty big cities. New York's one of the biggest cities in the world. Man, we're told that, you know, everybody's doing the gay thing because, after all, it's on television. No, friends, it's not. It's the illusion that they want you to take on that everybody's doing it. No. And then what do people in America do? Oh, they throw their hands up and say, oh, we're lost. There's nothing we can do about it. No, no, no. We're not lost, friends. We were in New York City. I think we've seen, Judah, how many homosexuals did we see there? Probably five. New York City, we were in Times Square. We were at the Statue of Liberty. Didn't see any there. Went to the Empire State Building. Didn't see any there. Went over to George Washington's, the National Museum, the first capital of the United States. Didn't see any there. What are you talking about? Folks, it's less than 1.7% of the population that you're giving yourself over to. And the media is right there to blow them up like everybody's about the new agenda. No, they are not. But they're accepting of the illusion, aren't they? Yep, they are. And that's the sad part about it, because look, it's right on the heels of the gays. The Muslims. Boy, we were in New York. We probably seen five of them there. I'm not saying they're not there. I'm just saying that, folks, they're not out there the way that the media blows them up to be out there. And I'm going to say this again. You see all this stuff on TV, it's because you've let a handful of sodomites in Hollywood promote their agenda. There's no interposition. There's no standing against it. I don't know when that happens on your part, America, but the fact of the matter is, the Bible tells us that the wicked, those that know to do the right thing and do it not, they flee when none pursueth. And it all falls to the devil's disciple, Saul Alinsky, and I quite honestly, friends, I share this with you quite a bit, to liberate you, but you got to act in the light, friends. Not in the darkness. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another. Let me finish that. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sins. But we have to walk in the light that we have fellowship with him. And what does the Bible tell us? Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Not to fraternize with them. Not to play patty cake with them. Not to give them way, because you need to understand, friends, you're not playing with an enemy that's playing games. He means to take you out. He means to destroy your soul and your family's soul. And if you're going to stand back and allow his minions on this earth to do so, well then, friends, you miss the whole point of what it means to be an American. How often do we see those stickers on the back of cars? I see less and less of them on a daily basis, friends. These colors don't run. Well, if they don't run, what are they doing? Because I don't see any interposition. I shouldn't say any, but I don't see a lot of it. And it wouldn't take a lot of it, friends, to do actually deal with them. Just ask Gideon. 30,000, 22,000, then he breaks it down to 300, and then the Lord goes out there, and why? That no flesh should glory in his presence. Folks, three situations when the interposition of the lesser magistrate is needed and necessary. I'm going to get to that tomorrow. I don't want to rush this because it's so important. Again, I'm responding to what the American people are asking me for. Bradley, how do we deal with this? I want to tell you this. Get your head out of the circus of politics. Quit playing to the dupes of ill-designing men. You're the pawn on their board. Shut off your television. Read the Word of God. Get right with the Lord. Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 2. Okay? And then get busy reading your Constitution. And remember, faith without works is dead. Read James 2:14-26 when you get a moment. We'll talk to you in 23. I was really excited to be on the radio today with you. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.